Network Indiana News.
It's 1 minute now after 11, 1 minute after 10 Central, 60 degrees at the Blazer. Good morning. I'm Dane Foley, joined in the studio by Denise Swink. Denise, of course, is with the Knox County CASA. Denise, thanks for coming in.
Well, good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. You've got a bunch of stuff to talk about this morning. Let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, so glad to be here today sharing with you about what's going on with Knox County CASA. CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, and we advocate for all the children in Knox County that are abused and neglected involved in the court system. And so right now, currently, we have 21 amazing volunteers. As you know, we are always recruiting for more volunteers to serve the children that are in the system and currently on our wait list. And right now, we do have a CASA training that is currently going on. We have two different kinds of trainings that we offer. One is an in-person training where it's face-to-face, and all the training classes happen within our office. So you come into our office and whatever hours that are available for our volunteers, that's when we do the training. The other is a flex training, and that's what's currently happening right now because that is what works for the particular volunteers. So what that entails is a portion of it is online where they interact between one another, but they read the material and then they answer the questions, and the part of the material. Then they come into our office only four times over the given amount of days or over the period of time. Now, it's only 4 weeks. It's set up over 4 weeks. And one of the times that they come in, which just happened to be yesterday, where they go into the courtroom and they hear all the court hearings that happen within that day. So they heard a large variety of different cases. And then the next time they come in, Judge Lee, who is our current CHINS judge over the juvenile cases in Knox County, she will come in the training and she will answer any of the questions they have over those hearings that they got to set in. So it's a very unique situation where they get to talk about the cases and actually ask the judge about specific cases where we cannot do that, you know, ourselves,
right?
Because that would not be appropriate, and it would, unless all parties are present. And so this is a very unique situation. So that is a piece of that. But just kind of letting you know what are the qualifications of a volunteer and what they before they can even take the training with us, they have to be 21 years of age, be a citizen, and also be willing to do all of the background checks that are required. They do an in-person interview. They complete the 30 hours once they do these things. They have to agree to take a case and then complete the case, because we really do, once they make that initial
contact
with the child, yes, meet the child. We don't want to disrupt that child's any more than they've already been disrupted in their lives. Also, we do have them commit for that 1 year until the case closes. And then also appearances into court or any CFTMs, child family team meetings, that sort of thing. Give us a notice of that, and then we will attend those meetings, you know. We don't expect for them to attend every meeting because we know that they are a volunteer. So just commit to those meetings if they can. So those are the expectations that we require. But what is it that we do teach them during the training is that they learn to do the investigation portion of the volunteerism, where they learn out to who they're going to go out and meet and who the kid might be meeting along the case, all the parties of the case. They learn how to advocate for the child during the court hearings and during meeting with the child. They learn how to facilitate and helping the child going along the proceedings, because the child may be of different ages and how you deliver that information to the child along the case. And then also they're going to learn how to monitor the case and then monitor it along with the child. So those are going to be some of the things that we teach the volunteer along the training. So that's currently what's going on at in our office currently, but there's some other things that are going on this next month. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and so you're going to be seeing a lot of information in our community and on the radio as well as on social media. And so just kind of making you aware of that being next month being Child Abuse Awareness Month, and knowing that one out of every seven children are involved in child abuse or neglect. So just being aware of that nationally, how many children are involved, and just being aware that we need eyes and ears on our children. And if you see a child being abused, you need to report it. Everybody in our state is a mandated reporter. And what should you do is to report that to 911, or you can call the hotline, 1-800-800-5556. Everybody should put that number in their phones. I advocate for that all the time. That is a number you think you'll remember until you see a child being abused. And then you're going to go, what is that number I need to remember?
Go ahead and say it again.
1-800-800-5556.
Okay.
And that is the child abuse hotline number. And you don't have to know every detail. You can just call that number, make the report. You don't have to disclose your name. You just disclose what you've seen. And just knowing that you are a mandated reporter, because everybody is a mandated reporter.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yes. Because we want to keep the children in our community safe. And so everybody needs to report any abuse that you see on a child.
I also didn't realize one in seven
children.
That's way
yes.
too many.
That's
well,
way too any many.
Is too many. Don't
yes.
get me wrong. But
that's right. And so we are having, we, as in Knox County CASA, DCS, the department, but all people who are involved with children here in Knox County are partnering together to have an event, and it's called the Knox County Child Wellness Block Party, which will take place on Saturday, April the 27th from 11 to 2 p.m. And it's going to happen at the Riverfront Pavilion. There are going to be games and giveaways, live music, bounce houses, face painting, touch a truck. Many vendors that will be present will be the fire department, EMS. There'll be a petting zoo. Isaiah 117 will be there. The foster care community will be there. Isaiah House will be there. And many other people. The state police will be there. Our local police will be there. So just you, please come out and join us that day. You'll learn more about child abuse and awareness, making you aware of that. But just supporting our children here in Knox County. The event is free. The food trucks will be out there, but they will not be free that day.
Okay.
So just making you aware of this event that will be going on. So moving along to something else that will be happening in May. So I'm just putting this out there because this is our 13th annual golf scramble for Friends of Knox County CASA. And just wanting to make you aware that this is support of our Knox County CASA program. And if you are a golfer and you like to golf and want to support the Knox County CASA program, you can reach out to us on our website at knoxcountycasa.com. That's going to be May 24th here in Vincennes at Cypress Hills Golf Course. And we look forward to your support of our Knox County CASA program. And that's about it for today.
I've right.
given out a lot of information. Just always looking for your support of our CASA program. And just letting you know, right now we're serving 121 children. And we have the 21 volunteers that are simply amazing, making a huge impact on the children. But we do have 37 children on our wait list right now, waiting for a volunteer like you to come into our program and volunteer for these children and be that difference to these children, because every child needs a voice in the courtroom.
All right, Denise, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Denise Swink, she is with the Knox County CASA program. It's 11 minutes now after 11, 11 minutes after 10 Central. It is 60 degrees at the Blazer. Music from Head and the Heart, City of Angels, Blazer 91.1 WVB.